Thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio as a trusted business and investing news source.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today Arch Crawford. Arch has been at the helm of Crawford Perspectives for going on half a century. Welcome back, Arch Crawford.
Oh, thank you. I divine how you tell when the next direction is starting, when they break through important levels that it's hit before, whether if it goes through to a new high or if it goes through to a new low or to a recent low. Support levels and moving averages, if it starts breaking them, then it's suggestive of further decline.
That was the whole thesis of my graduate work, was once a new trend begins in earnest, there are signs that are pretty reliable that can help you divine when it's time to stop focusing on any one market, you know, and let's look for greener pastures.
I learned on technical analysis of stock trends by Edwards and McGee, 4th edition, 1948.
Yeah, no, Edwards and McGee, of course, that's where I cut my teeth too. Of course, for folks who don't know, they are pretty much considered the grandfathers of technical analysis. But I would point out, Edwards and McGee were so oftentimes emulated by so many folks in the industry over so many decades.
Explain the most simple way of creating a trend is when stock prices are hitting higher highs and higher lows, that's an uptrend. If it's hitting lower highs and lower lows, that's a downtrend. And that's the most basic thing.
I think I could take Sammy, ask him to sit, look at a chart, and after just a few days, you know, or a few hours of looking at charts, you know, because, you know, attention span, right? By the time you're finished eating the apple, we'll be done with this little mini lecture. And I think he could say, hey, you know, Daddy, higher highs, this looks like an uptrend. Yeah, it's going to go higher. And the next chart, yeah, it looks like it's going to go lower. You might recall what Livermore had to say. It's very easy to shoot the stem off a wine glass, you know, at 50 paces or at 10 paces. But it's a totally different act when the wine glass has a loaded pistol pointed directly at your heart. Good old Edwin Lefebvre, he had a very colorful way, didn't he, of his prose. All plans go out the window as soon as the bullets start flying. You know, I mean, I think it's great to have someone give us the trends, give us their ideas of where things are going. But don't you think we should be crafting portfolios around those theses? If you're convinced stocks have topped, U.S. equities have had quite a run, I actually think we're headed higher. I'm open to your opinions, and we have many differing opinions. We have the full spectrum right now. Arch, you would be probably the most bearish of all our guests, and then Harry S. Dent Jr. is a little less bearish, and, you know, we have Martin Armstrong, the forecaster himself, movie made after him, kind of neutral to positive.
Well, we're coming into, this is hurricane season. I did a study with the biggest down days in the S&Ps from 1928 into the, I don't know, 90s, I guess, and rayed the biggest down days around the calendar. And it appears that two-thirds of the biggest down days occur in one-third of the calendar year, centered on the fall equinox, which is September 22nd, 23rd.
How does one craft a reliable system? At a friend's house and they had CNBC on, and I stuck with my plan until I saw Sue Herrera or Joe Kernan tell me the Dow just collapsed, and I panicked and hopped on my iPhone and called my broker or signed into my E-Trade account and closed out all my positions, and that was the bottom, Arch.
Time of year is typically dangerous. So I would not buy now, whether you're staying bullish with your general account or not. It's just silly to go against that kind of, I'm looking at the major indices, and they are a bit scattered, but they all were hitting important levels that had to hold this week. And so far, the Dow Jones went down to its 200-day moving average. It was the worst performer. But it did hit the 200-day early this morning, and it did it, I think, think, on Friday, but it didn't close below it. And it hit it this morning, and then we have bounced, and we on the verge of going higher than yesterday in the Dow Jones only. The other major indices are not threatening yesterday's high. So that's a little different there. Now, the NASDAQ 100, the hotshot stocks, have stopped along a trend line, which is actually more positive than the others. If it holds, continues to hold, the NDX 100 from the December low to the June low, it stopped right on that trend line, like twice this week, and it's bouncing off it again today. So if that turns around and breaks, it's really bad news for the markets, and the 200-day moving average closed below it on the Dow Jones, and the SPX has a 200-day down a little further. It's right about 2,800, so it would have to break that and close below it to be highly dangerous.
Got it. So ixnay on the equities, A, then there must be a bull market somewhere. What looks more appealing to Crawford Perspectives?
Traded gold for a living in the mid-70s.
Gold aficionados' ears just perked up.
It responds very well to the astronomic cycle work that I do. And in the June 3rd letter, for the first time in years, I said, we have a solid, strong buy in the gold for the first time in years. And that was on the June 3rd newsletter. I said, add to whatever positions you have now.
And, you know, that was probably almost $100 lower than we are now. Okay, I know that people are getting excited. You probably came across Mark Mobius, you know, the top money manager. I think he's still in Asia, renowned global investor. He kind of reminds me of Sir John Templeton, who we actually had scheduled an interview with him. You may have just seen his comments. I think it was on a major news outlet last week. And this is almost a direct quote, a paraphrase. Investors should buy gold now at any price.
Well, it was hitting highs, all-time highs, earlier in other currencies. So they gave you the warning earlier.
Well, then if you're interested in gold, guess is you're also keeping at least one of your eyes directed towards AG, undoubtedly the most industrially useful of all the precious metals, the most important industrial metal bar none, as long as you don't include copper, which I don't really consider a precious metal.
It is the most widely used in the world indicator of how all the economies are doing.
Dr. Copper, they call it, for the better part of 3 months. Silver has bounced from a range of around 87 on the gold-to-silver ratio to 95. And for our newer listeners, a very basic back-of-the-envelope metric tells you approximately how many coins of silver, how many ounces of silver, you can exchange for a single ounce of gold. That's your gold-to-silver ratio. So you're approaching, at its peak, 96, almost 100 silver dollars for one gold coin.
The silver was lagging. The gold moved and the silver didn't move. So silver finally moved and caught up. So it was going faster than gold in the more recent time, but the gold was going faster than the silver.
We're convinced that silver has not begun to fight, if you will. In other words, it's only warming up. It's not even basically the top of the first inning, honestly, on silver. Whereas gold appears to me to be top of the second or third innings of a doubleheader. If we look at a fair value on silver relative to gold, gold is, you know, not too far at around 1530 to 1550 from its all-time record peak of $1,918, approximately 7-8 years ago, whereas silver at around 17 and change in that area is two-thirds off of its peak price of approaching $50 once in 2011 and again way back in 1980, if you can even believe that. We think there's going to be more fun times ahead because from our perspective, a fair value on silver, let's just say that we go back to a gold-to-silver ratio, 40 to 50, that would mean an instant doubling on silver, $35. And then, of course, we haven't factored in any inflation, the inelastic market for silver, and the opportunity for any nation such as China, Russia, India, the United States, any country within the European Union, or another Warren Buffett. You might recall the late 90s, he cornered the silver market. I think he had up to one quarter of the above-ground bullion available. Go back to the 80s again, the Hunt brothers. So there's a lot of opportunity. Think if just one Mark Mobius, one Jim Rogers, one Tim Draper, one Arch Crawford stepped up to the plate and said, I'm going to corner this market. Or what about Saudi Arabia or Venezuela, peripheral nation? We need this. China, we need this. Singapore, we need this. Canada, we need this as an industrial resource. And guess what? Someone just did that. Senior Putin, President Putin, started adding 1,000-ounce silver bars to his gold stockpile, to their reserves.
Specifically, in our June 3rd newsletter, I wrote that the gold, this is the first significant gold buy that we have had in several years, and add to positions now. June the 3rd, and that was before any kind of breakout.
That's impressive because it certainly was ahead of the curve.
And the upside that could carry into the thousands.
That's going to be music to our listeners' ears. Arch, thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals, distributed ledger, and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange and in the US MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.